Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Walter O'Hara coming to you from Northern Virginia, right next door to our lovely nation's capital. And this is History Mystery Boo for the week of April 16th, 2011. First of all, let me apologize for no episode last week. I had some real-life intrusions and did not have the time to record. Last episode's question was, in particularly cold weather, we all might have heard the phrase, it's cold enough to freeze off a brass monkey's balls. What is the origin of that phrase, cold enough to freeze off brass monkey's balls? This is kind of a trick question, as the answer isn't nearly as cut and dried as I would have liked. The oft-repeated story is that back in the breech-loading round-shot days, naval ships would stack iron cannonballs in a pyramid shape called monkeys that would fall apart when cold temperatures caused the metal in the bottom cannonballs of the pyramid to contract. That's a nice story, and very picturesque, but anyone with even a middling knowledge of physics could tell you that a pyramid made of round balls will collapse when the surface they are stacked on angled over more than 30 degrees, which was a common enough occurrence on a sailing vessel in even a moderate swell. Cannonballs were actually stored on board with round holes in a plank called shot garlands, not in pyramids. The real answer, I fear, is more vague than I would have liked. Early citations of the phrase date back to the 19th century, as I said. Interestingly, many early versions refer to heat rather than cold, and the first known version of the phrase mentions neither balls nor cold. That is found in Herman Melville's novel Omoo, 1847, and it goes thusly. It was so excessively hot in the still brooding valley, shut out from the trades and only open towards the leeward side of the island, that labor in the sun was out of the question. To use a hyperbolical phrase of Shorty's, it was hot enough to melt the nose off a brass monkey. Other printed mentions of brass monkey that followed a little later in the 19th century are Charles Augustus Abbey in Before the Mast and Clippers, 1857. It would freeze the tail off of a brass monkey. John Esten Cooke's The Wearing of the Grey, 1865, his measure of cold was cold enough to freeze the brass ears on a tin monkey. An article in the Illinois newspaper The Decatur Republican, 1868, every idiotic copperhead editor in the country who hasn't got as much brains as a brass monkey. The cold element of the phrase seems to be only fixed in the 20th century usage, but the object being a monkey reoccurs again and again. Now why pick on our simian cousins? I suspect that the phrase indicates in a general way some small, inanimate, useless object. Like, perhaps, actual brass monkeys. Perhaps you've seen the familiar see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil brass monkey statues. The original of these was a set of carved monkeys in the sacred stable of Nikko in Japan. In 1896, Robert Hope introduced their meaning to the West in his The Temples and Shrines of Nikko. One group represents three monkeys, one closing its eyes with all hands. This is called Mizaru, don't see any wrong. Another one closing its ears with its hands, called Kikizaru, or don't hear any wrong. The other one closing its mouth with its hands, called Ibazaru, which is don't talk any wrong. Brass versions of these monkeys were quite popular in the United States from the 19th century onward, often with a fourth monkey added, covering his genitals. The implications of that pose hopefully are obvious. So, really, the answer may be hidden in the mist of time somewhat, and brass monkey statues are as good of an answer as any. Is that not definitive enough for you? Well, I'm sorry. I just thought maybe you were thinking the answer involved ship cannons. Wrong! Next week's question. In the early part of the 20th century, Patrick Breen, William Brogan, Cesar Nicolo, and 17 other unfortunates perished in what has to be the sweetest disaster ever to happen in recorded history. To what am I referring? Tweet your answer to HistMissBoo on Twitter. That's HistMystBoo on Twitter.com. Or you can answer on my blog, The Third Point of Singularity, or on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week for the answer.